Happy Birthday, Mr. President is a production of Big Four Enterprises, copyright 2020. I'm your host, Jeff Myers.
And I'm your co-host, Carissa Slate.
Our creative director is Shelby Myers, and our senior writer is Evan Myers. This is Happy Birthday, Mr. President. Oh, we're there, Carissa. It's hard to believe, but this is the final episode of season one of Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my goodness. What a journey it's been.
It has.
What a journey it has been. We started with James A. Garfield, and we are ending. It's actually, today is a double feature.
It sure is. We had to go out on a bang.
We are going out on a bang. Today is the 225th birthday of James K. Polk, the 11th president of the United States.
Yes.
And our final episode of season one. I don't know. Should we clap or cheer?
I think we should.
I mean, this is such a monumental occasion. I just want to give you thanks. I mean, you have been such a trooper. We've had to have special guest hosts for certain reasons but we have not missed an episode.
We haven't.
We have the greatest fans of any podcast ever in podcast space. They're all over the world.
Podcast space. Thank you. You all are the best.
Oh, so yeah. So we end our first season with James K. Polk. Secretly, he is my dark horse, one of my favorite presidents.
No way.
Really, really. True story.
Really?
James K. Polk is one of those guys that most people say, who?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who, James K. Polk. He was born November 2nd, 1795 in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina.
Okay.
That's near present-day Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And as a small child, he was rather sickly.
Yes.
And he stayed home rather than attend school.
You know, he was sickly, but he was also kind of a badass.
Was he really?
As a child, he had to have his gallstones removed during surgery.
Yes.
And he did it with no painkillers or anesthesia.
You're a doctor, right?
I am.
How would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe they gave him alcohol. I really don't know. But he couldn't have been that wimpy. He was probably sickly, but
tough kid. He was a tough kid. You're right. He did have his gallstones removed when he was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then he sought an education.
Oh,
now,
really?
Think about this. So he's probably been homeschooled, you know, back then, whatever that's called, but... So he decided to seek an education, and he went to some schools, and then he said, I want to go to college, and he went to the University of North Carolina.
Okay.
And he was admitted as a sophomore in 1818.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So University of North Carolina. He was a Tar Heel.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he was a basketball fan, because you know they got a really good basketball program there
in
North Carolina. Maybe not back in 1818.
Maybe.
I don't know. But
It started early.
Well, after he got, I guess he studied the classics back then. He was really good at math. Mm-hmm. And after he got done with, I guess you could say his undergraduate's degree, he studied law.
Of course.
He went to, actually he was born in Mecklenburg County. His family had moved to central Tennessee near Nashville. And so he studied law under Nashville attorney Felix Grundy. Who was a really famous attorney back then, apparently, and was associated with Andrew Jackson. And then James K. Polk was admitted to the Tennessee Bar in 1820.
So. Okay.
Can we call him Jim? Jim
Polk? I was going to ask, did he go by James? Did he go by Jimmy?
It seems that most of the mention is that James. So
that's weird.
I know the K stands for Knox, K-N-O-X.
Oh, okay.
James Knox Polk, but... We'll call him Jim.
Yeah, I like that. I like Jim.
Because, you know, we're on a first name basis here at Happy Birthday, Mr. President. So, well, Jim, he saw a pretty lady.
Oh, okay.
And her name was Sarah Childress, and she was from a wealthy family. And, he courted her, and he married her on January 1st, 1824 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee,
when he was 20 years old.
Yeah, got married on New Year's Day. Yeah. How about that? And they had no kids together.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
No kids.
I wonder if that was intentional.
I don't know. I think that James was such a driven guy, and he always tried to excel at what he did, that I don't think he had political aspirations.
Yeah.
And he probably was, I don't want to have kids to get in the way of my aspirations. Right. So perhaps some could think of him as a selfish man.
Yeah.
Perhaps, yes. Well, he did have a political career that started when he was elected to the Tennessee House of Representatives in 1823. And he served 2 years. So while he's in the House of Representatives, he and Sarah got married. And then he got elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. And he served in the House of Representatives for 14 years, from 1825 to 1839.
Okay.
And it was the election of 1824 when John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson were running against one another. And there, at the end of, after Election Day, neither of the candidates had a majority of the electoral votes. So that meant that it was decided by the House of Representatives.
Yes.
And Polk was a big fan and supporter of Andrew Jackson. So that's why he ran for Congress.
Yeah.
So Polk gets elected. But in that election, the House of Representatives selected John Quincy Adams to be president.
Wow.
Well, that pissed Andrew Jackson off.
I bet it did.
And for the next 4 years.
Andy.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
We know how he was. So for the next 4 years, Andrew Jackson basically, he says, I'm running for president again.
Yeah.
So while he's in the House of Representatives, Polk actually rose to he was Speaker of the House.
Okay.
For 4 years. How many people knew that was the case, that Jim Polk was the Speaker of the House?
I sure didn't.
You did not know. No. You did not know that until you were on Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
I learned
President.
So much on this podcast.
Yes, exactly. And so back then, there were, when you'd get in arguments with people, a lot of times they would challenge you to a duel.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Yeah. So,
just because we were talking about Andrew Jackson, I knew that there was going to be a duel.
Yeah. Well, so this is our duel music.
Yeah.
All right. So former Speaker of the House, John Bell, actually challenged Polk to a duel.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were, and because, there's all this, it's politics.
Yeah.
It's politics, politics, politics.
Yeah.
So he had disagreements with people, and they challenged him a duel, and they called him names, and they insulted him, and they put stuff in the newspaper as fake news.
Yeah.
It was on CNN and MSNBC and Twitter.
Yeah.
But Polk refused to partake in a duel.
Did he really?
So, yeah. So,
well,
I don't know.
Was he scared?
No, I think he just didn't.
He was above that.
He was above that.
Yeah, that's
fair. Now Andrew Jackson.
Yeah,
he'd kick your ass.
Yeah, he would.
So Jim Polk, while he's in Congress, he supported Andrew Jackson, and he also supported Marty Van Buren.
Oh, Marty!
Because I know Marty's your favorite. I had to throw that in there.
He's a dandy.
He is a dandy. So after his term in Congress, he went back to Tennessee, and the people in Tennessee said, "Hey, man, we need a governor."
Oh my goodness!
And he goes, "I'll do it.
Sign me up."
So he was the governor of Tennessee for a couple of years, from 1839 to 1841. And then the election of 1844 comes along. And so they nominate Jim Polk. Well, first of all, people were saying, who is James K. Polk?
Yeah.
He was the first what they called dark horse candidate.
Oh.
Because he came from out of nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me give you some other dark horse candidates. Mm-hmm. And that, since we're on our final episode of season one, other dark horse candidates that became president include Franklin Pierce.
Okay.
Now you remember he was the first to do keg stands in the Oval Office, right?
Sure.
Rutherford B. Hayes was a dark horse.
Okay.
Rudd. Okay. James A. Garfield was a dark horse. Now James was our very first episode.
Yes.
So our listeners are going to need to go back and listen to that one.
Yes.
Warren G. Harding was a dark horse.
Really?
Candidate.
Well,
yes.
And
then I threw in here, could you also consider Donald Trump to be a dark horse?
Yes.
Because he came from nowhere.
Yes, I think
and
could.
Won. So, wow, putting Jim Polk in company of Franklin Pierce, Hayes, Garfield, Harding, and Trump.
Yeah.
How about
that?
That's what I love about the history of the presidents, because they're all doing the same job. It's just at different times in our nation's history. But so Jim Polk, he got elected. He served one term from March 4th, 1845 to March 4th, 1849. Now, here's the cool thing about James K. Polk. He said, I'm going to serve one term, mm-hmm. and I'm going to accomplish these four things, and then I'm going to leave office.
Oh, okay.
And he did exactly that.
He did exactly what he said he was going to?
He did more in one term than many presidents do in two terms.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. He worked so hard. He was, in fact, he said, I have a high job, but I am the hardest working man in Washington, D.C. Yeah. And he did. So we had a war with Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That we won mm-hmm. while Polk was president, and we got Texas, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Washington.
Oh my gosh.
That is why the United States is known from sea to shining sea.
Oh.
Thanks to Jim Polk.
Well,
that's why I like
that's
this dude.
Cool.
And so it was the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo that ended the Mexican War. And we paid Mexico $15 million, and we got all those states.
All of those states.
What a bargain.
Wow.
Yeah. So he also sent General Zachary Taylor down to Mexico to basically fight the Mexicans and everything. And as Zachary Taylor was making his way in, Polk said, you know what? That guy's getting pretty popular. I'm going to send in Winfield Scott and take over Taylor's job, because he thought, well, Taylor's going to be a candidate for president, which, as we know, he was the next president.
Yeah.
So that's that relationship. Another guy, Polk's Secretary of State, was James Buchanan, another future president. Well, apparently, they had a very contentious relationship, and they would argue all the time in cabinet meetings. Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you imagine that? I really wish we had recordings of...
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? Yeah.
Cabinet meetings in the 1840s.
Yeah, right?
But apparently Jim Polk was terrible in social situations. He didn't have any friends.
Really?
And, well, of course, we know he didn't have any kids.
Yeah.
So his life was all consumed with
he
just
was a
being...
workaholic.
He was a workaholic and everything, so...
All right.
You know what time it is?
I know what time it is.
Oh. True or false questions for Jim Polk.
There we go.
Oh. Wow. Last episode of the season. First season.
I know.
These are going to end on a big note here. So. Okay. I've got five questions here for you, Chris.
All right.
And I know you're going to do well on these. Okay. True or false? James K. Polk was the first president of the United States to install the clapper at the White House.
False.
Yeah, you know. Clap on.
Oh, yeah.
Clap off.
I remember we used to have a remote control that controlled the light, and I always used to think it was really funny to like clap and then hit the remote and make people think we had the clapper.
Yeah. Well, he didn't install a clapper at the White House, but gas lights were installed at the White House while he was there. So yeah,
that's cool.
So there were lights there.
Yeah.
And everything. Okay. Here's our second question.
Okay.
Sarah Polk held the first annual White House Thanksgiving dinner. True or false?
True.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Did they serve turkey? Probably
well,
not.
I wondered if they smoked a turkey on their pit barrel cooker.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're going to do at our house this Thanksgiving. I don't know if they had pit barrel cookers back then.
But probably not.
Wonder what they had for... Think they had a turkey?
I don't think they probably did have turkey.
Turducken?
Turducken? Foie gras?
Foie gras?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably just like soup or something boring.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Who knows what they had. All right. Here's our third true or false question. Sarah Polk's favorite dance was the tango.
Oh, that's
false. Actually, she insisted that alcohol and dancing be banned at official White House functions.
Well, they just sound like a real peachy couple to hang out with.
So she didn't want to have alcohol.
Okay.
Didn't want to dance. I guess she was very devout in her religious beliefs.
Okay.
And just didn't feel that fit the decorum of being
president.
Sarah was actually very involved in Polk's administration.
Really?
Yeah, she would review some speeches. She loved talk. In fact, when they did have official White House functions, apparently, since Jim Polk was so bad at social situations, a lot of the congressmen and senators would rather talk to Sarah than talk
to
Jim.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. All right. Here's our fourth true or false question. James K. Polk's nomination and victory, election victory, were the first to be reported by the internet.
False.
Yeah, it's false. They actually were the first to be reported by Telegraph.
Oh, okay. So, that's cool.
Do you like how I take a twist on these questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here's our last, the last true-false question of season one.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, I might get a little tear in my eye. James K. Polk is the only president of the United States to not win his home state in an election.
Oh, true.
That's true.
Really? People who probably knew him personally.
Oh.
Oh.
And we're going back to Sarah doing the tango.
We're not doing the tango.
He didn't win the state of Tennessee.
That's sad.
So in that election of 1844, he defeated Henry Clay from Kentucky. And he 51% of the vote.
Oh, okay.
So it was a very close election. Yeah. And one thing I did find out is both Polk and Clay were slave owners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know what we say about that? We say. All right. Well, this is a quote that's attributed to James K. Polk, which I found very, very interesting. So this is what James K. Polk said in 1847. He said, "The passion for office and the number of unworthy persons who seek to live on the public is increasing beyond former example, and I now predict that no president of the United States of either party will ever again be reelected." He said, "The reason is that the patronage of the government will destroy the popularity of any president, however well he may administer the government."
Well, yeah, that's...
So, very prescient there of James K. Polk in 1847. He didn't think that any president would ever get reelected.
Yeah.
So, but the thing about James K. Polk is he went into office, and he went in there. He says, "I'm going to do all these things in 4 years, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
And then it was mic drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he fist bumped the vice president on the way out the door or something like that. So after he got out of office, he and Sarah left Washington, D.C. to travel back to Nashville to their home, and they called it Polk Place.
Okay.
Polk Place. Mm-hmm. Not Park Place, but Polk Place. And apparently President Polk suffered from chronic diarrhea.
Oh, no.
And when they're heading back to Nashville, and it's a long trip to Nashville because they're like going and visiting friends, and every time you go visit somebody, it just got worse.
Oh no!
So he had diarrhea the whole way.
He was probably lactose intolerant.
Probably so. He was exhausted from being president.
Yeah.
His hair was white.
Yeah.
And his neighbors, when he got home, his neighbors commented, "He looks older than his mother."
Oh gosh.
So yeah, the presidency really took a toll on him. He was retired for 3 months from being president of the United States, and he died on June 15th, 1849 in Nashville when he was 53 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Now, James K. Polk is one of those presidents that kind of, it goes under the radar. Nobody really, he did accomplish a lot.
Yeah.
But man, dying at age 53.
Yeah, was it worth it?
It was crazy. Well, Sarah lived at Polk Place for another 42 years.
Oh my gosh.
And she died on August 14th, 1891 at age 87.
Wow.
So she lived a very long life. And
Long and lonely life.
Gosh. Well, she did a lot of entertaining. And apparently during the Civil War, she maintained neutrality while she's in Nashville.
Wow, that's impressive.
And exactly. And she was known to have entertained Confederate generals as well as Union generals.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But,
interesting.
Well, Carissa, this is the 225th birthday of James K. Polk. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Well, I don't really know how to end this episode. Do you want to say anything?
I just want to thank our listeners for listening to us for season one.
Yes.
I want to thank Carissa, our beautiful co-host.
You're welcome.
You've made the show. I want to thank Evan Myers, our senior writer. Evan contributed. I want to thank our creative director, Shelby Myers.
Yes.
Kelly Myers and Krista Slate for helping us with production support. Yes. And it's just been a wonderful journey.
Keep going for you, Dad.
Well, thank you.
I have never seen somebody more invested in presidents and more invested in researching
them. Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. And we don't know what we're doing for season two. Nope. We don't even know if there will be a season two.
Nope.
But
it's been so fun.
Keep writing your cards and letters. Yes. And always be on the lookout for another episode as we celebrate the birthday of another President of the United States.